Hi, it's Leah down here from OCI Radio on 101.6 FM for the Costa del Sol and 94.6 FM for the Costa Blanca. You're all very welcome to the show today. And indeed, you're all very welcome to the show today. My guest in the studio is Marion Sheeran from Elite Clinics in Fuengirola. Marion, you're very welcome.
Hi, it's good to be here.
I love talking to you. You've got some really interesting topics. So what are we on to today?
Well, today is quite a serious topic. We're going to just talk a little bit about eating disorders.
Oh, yeah. Huge problem, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. Massive problem. In fact, over a million people in the UK are affected by an eating disorder of some sort.
Okay, right. Yeah. Over a million. Wow.
Over a million. That's a huge amount, yeah. Isn't it? And it's a very, very serious psychological illness with also other health issues.
Of course,
related
yeah.
to it. It affects mainly people in the age group of 14 to 25. They're the most at risk of developing an eating disorder. And it tends to be more females than males.
Okay, yeah.
Although men and boys can actually suffer from eating disorders, but it's a lot more females.
More prevalent, yeah.
Yeah. The number of people in the world suffering from eating disorders has increased so much in the past 30 to 40 years to the extent that eating disorders now are responsible for more deaths than any other type of psychological illness.
Wow. I can believe it, though, I must say. I can believe it.
They're very, very serious. And just to explain a little bit, for anyone who's not familiar with eating disorders, the most common ones are anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa. I'll just explain a little bit about each of them. First of all, anorexia. This is a unique reaction to a variety of external and internal conflicts, such as stress, anxiety, unhappiness, and feeling like life is out of control. People suffering with anorexia tend to be oversensitive about being perceived as being fat, and they often have a really intense fear of losing control over the amount of food that they eat, and they're afraid of getting fat. So what they do is they turn to obsessive dieting and starvation as a way of controlling not just their weight, but also their feelings, their emotions and their reactions. So that's
serious stuff.
Anorexia.
Yeah.
Now, bulimia sufferers tend to go through alternating binging and purging episodes. So that means they'll eat a large quantity of food in a relatively short period of time, and then they purge themselves either by taking laxatives or making themselves sick.
Okay.
And this is because they feel overwhelmed in coping with their emotions, or they may be trying to punish themselves for something they unrealistically feel that they should blame themselves for.
Yeah.
And this can be in direct relation to how they feel about themselves or how they feel about a particular event or series of events in their lives.
Wow.
So what causes these eating disorders? There isn't really one single simple trigger that causes a person
no
to
gene
develop
or anything like that. No?
Well, genes can be involved. Yeah, there has been significant research to say that it can actually be genetically related. So it does tend to run in families, but that's not the only thing. There are all sorts of. It's a complex combination of social, environmental, emotional attributes, and also the relationship a person has with their family and friends, and sometimes there's a history of abuse of some sort, so it can be a combination of all sorts of things. Many people who develop eating disorders, they can also be very, very depressed or anxious or suffering a lot of stress.
Yeah, you hear about that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and one trait that all sufferers certainly do share is that they have very, very poor self-esteem.
Okay.
And people who develop an eating disorder have a lot of complex emotional issues to resolve before they can be well and healthy again.
Okay, right.
Now, what makes eating disorders so serious is that although they are a psychological illness, they also carry a lot of potential health risks that people maybe don't realise. And there's a huge list of health risks that's
just
quite
name
horrific,
a couple, just
really.
To, just
a small number of them. Malnutrition, caused by starvation, obviously, or vomiting, so you're not getting your nutrition from your food. That causes respiratory infections, kidney failure, heart attack, and can lead to death, of course.
Yeah.
Dehydration, that leads to kidney failure, heart failure, seizures, vitamin and mineral deficiencies, especially potassium, that causes degeneration of the nerve cells, and that leads to muscle wasting and paralysis.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just horrendous, the list of physical effects. And some of these are prolonged, they're not just temporary. If somebody goes on and on with this illness, they will have a serious detrimental effect to their bodies for the rest of their lives. You know, they can't recover from this.
Sometimes you just can't come back, yeah.
That's right. It's quite important to, if you think somebody in your family or a friend is maybe suffering from an eating disorder of some sort, there's certain things you can look out for, certain signs and symptoms. Obviously, some of them are more obvious than others. things like if someone is particularly obsessed with calories and the fat content of food, reading every label very carefully, if they're obsessed with doing a huge amount of continuous exercise, if they always get up and go to the bathroom straight after they've eaten something, or if they start wearing baggy clothes or lots of layers excuse me, to hide their body shape.
Yeah.
You might find somebody is hiding food in strange places, or they've got a big stash of laxative pills or diet pills. Sometimes people start losing their hair. They might find they have a lot of headaches and dizziness. And also one thing to look out for is if somebody has very, very low self-esteem, that is the key thing that all people with eating disorders do
have
suffer
in common,
from.
Yeah.
But the good news is that all eating disorders can be treated and people can recover.
And lead normal lives afterwards.
That's right. And the best treatment is actually a form of cognitive behaviour therapy. Now, cognitive behaviour therapy, or CBT, we call it for short, has recently become a very popular form of treatment for people with all sorts of problems, including things like depression, OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder, panic attacks, phobias, and now, of course, eating disorders too. In fact, NICE, the National Institute for Clinical Excellence, now actually recommends cognitive behaviour therapy as the preferred form of treatment for people with eating disorders.
Well, if you can't get to the psychological root of the problem, there's no point in even trying to start with the
physical. Just sort of paper over the cracks. You've got to get to the root of the problem first, and that's exactly what CBT does.
Yeah.
And at Elite Clinics, we actually use a combination of cognitive behaviour therapy, hypnotherapy, and NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and we help people overcome their psychological problems. And because eating disorders are psychological disorders, which carry a lot of health risks as well, we always recommend that people go and see their GP, their doctor, first, and consult with them before they come along to
just find out
see
what the
us.
General medical state is. Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Yes. And our treatment is really focused to ensure that we always find out the cause of the problem rather than just treating the symptoms.
Sure.
People aren't born with eating disorders. Something has happened in the course of their lives at one stage or another that's played a major role in establishing this. And once the cause is uncovered and understood, then the improvements can be quite dramatic and quite quick.
Okay.
And CBT, cognitive behaviour therapy, is based on the idea that thoughts and feelings are completely interdependent. And this type of therapy encourages people to re-examine and challenge their existing thought and behaviour patterns, which are probably distorted or irrational in some way.
Yeah.
And it helps to change the way you think and feel and behave. So if you think negatively, you feel negative, and as a result, you behave in a negative way. It's all interlinked. So the converse is also true. If you think positively, you feel positive and you behave in a positive way. And the more you practice thinking positively, the more positive you feel and behave. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You get stronger and stronger the more often you practice it. And sometimes people get confused between thoughts and facts. And what happens is they assume that what they're thinking must be true. It's got to be a fact.
Okay, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Of course, that's not the case at all. We can all occasionally have thoughts that are completely distorted or twisted, but the problems start when we actually believe that these thoughts are reality.
Yeah, yeah.
And we confuse them.
Fair enough, yeah.
And people who are suffering from eating disorders have a very distorted perception of themselves, which they believe in their mind is true. So this is both on the physical side and the emotional side. So when they look in the mirror, they see a completely unrealistic image of themselves. And when they compare themselves to other people, they're very harsh and judgmental of themselves. And they will only focus on their own negative traits and completely disregard all their positive traits.
Wow, what a way to be.
They see everything as black or white. So if a situation falls short of perfect in some way, they see it as a total failure. Not just a little blip, but it's a complete disaster.
Oh,
wow. To them. Everything is black or white. And they will often feel as though they're not good enough. They will often blame themselves for things that go wrong. They feel they've been scrutinized by other people, all mistakenly.
A form of paranoia as well, isn't it?
Yeah, form of paranoia as well. Yeah. But they're convinced that it's all true in their mind. And they feel as though their lives would just get better if they could only get to the right weight. That is the all-important thing for them. They feel like they don't deserve to be happy. They don't deserve good things to happen to them. They jump to the wrong conclusions, and they feel that they're a burden to other people, and that people only spend time with them because they feel sorry for them. Mm. That's a classic sign of low self-esteem.
Okay.
And all of these mistaken thoughts, they're all classic patterns of distorted thinking. And all of these distorted thoughts can be changed by cognitive behaviour therapy. So we just point out to the person, that's a distorted thought, and this is the correct thought. And
this is all available at Elite Clinics in Fuengirola, I might add. I've been speaking to Marion Sheeran from Elite Clinics in Fuengirola. I just want to give out some details now. The phone number there is 951-311-591. That's 951-311-591. Your email is mail@eliteclinics.com. And the web is www.eliteclinics.com.
That's correct.
Listen, Marion, thank you so much for sharing that information with us. And I believe you'll be back with us next week.
Yes, I'd love to be back next week.
Okay, thank you very much. And that was Marion Sheeran from Elite Clinics in Fuengirola.